A 23-day search operation begins Thursday, will include 84 Americans and their Vietnamese counterparts split into 8 teams. The spokesman for the operation said 4 of the teams are currently in the midst of a dry season. The spokesman said Vietnam turned over 67 sets of remains the Vietnamese believed to be of American last year, the most since they began returning such remains in the early 1980s. Vietnam first allowed American search teams into the country in 1988, and the first consisted of just 3 men. Vietnam has turned over hundreds of sets of remains since the end of the war in 1975. So far, 280 sets have been positively identified as the remains of missing Americans. The remains are examined by forensic specialists at a U.S. military laboratory in Hawaii. The fates of more than 2,200 American servicemen who are missing in Southeast Asia remain unsolved. 1,648 of those are listed as missing in Vietnam or its waters. In an interview with the Associated Press, Major General Thomas Needham, the search operation commander, said he was pleased with the progress being made to account for the missing men. He said that he and his teams were allowed to go wherever they wished in Vietnam. General Needham said that constantly pushed the Vietnamese to find and hand over more documents about the missing men. General Needham said he did not believe the Vietnamese government was holding back remains. However, he said some individuals who had come across remains were holding back in the hope of being paid for them. The U.S. does not pay for remains. In a related development, the U.S. military announced Wednesday that Admiral Charles Larson, the Commander-in-Chief of the Pacific, will visit Vietnam beginning January 16. Admiral Larson will visit the American Missing in Action office at Hanoi, discuss the issue with Vietnamese officials, and travel south to observe the excavations. Admiral Larson will become the highest-ranking U.S. military officer to visit Vietnam since the end of the war. Admiral Larson's visit and extensive search come at a time when officials in Washington say the question of the U.S. trade embargo against Vietnam is under active review.